Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we are seeing the end of Burger King, and many people might think, oh, well, this is a good thing. Well, here's the problem with this assessment is that, yes, Burger King is terrible, and so is McDonald's, which is also going down, but there is a reality to this that a lot of people aren't paying attention to regarding what comes next. If the food that the poorest people can afford, no matter how bad it is, goes down, what is the next step? And that would be obviously FEMA rations. It gets to that point where there is starvation when the cheapest food is unaffordable. This out of the Daily Mail, it says Burger King will close up to 400 stores by the end of the year, with two franchises already declaring bankruptcy as fast food giant fails to keep up with fast casual competition. Remember that they are also the owners of businesses like Tim Hortons, which is big in Canada and New York. And also, it's not just Burger King. This out of restaurant business, it says McDonald's is closing its field offices in the U.S. as it moves to a national model. And the reason that is happening, again, is because people can't afford it in the U.S. So for that reason, the biggest businesses, even them, are going down. And remember, fascism is government and corporation hand in hand. Communism is government is the corporation. So that is where we're at. We're almost there where we are at this point where we will be getting food rations with mRNA, et cetera. And I think this is a very dangerous precedent, my friends. And, you know, this comes on the heels of decisions in the European Union, where I currently am at this moment. And this is out of Natural News. It says, starve for the climate. European Union partners with Dutch government to shut down dairy, cattle, pig, and poultry farms across the country. The idea, my friends, is to starve you out. And it is an insult to the basis of humanity itself. Humanity is based in individualism, freedom. We've talked about this many times before, but the end goal is to starve you out so you're dependent on them, and to bankrupt you by going after your money so that you accept a CBDC. And there comes the great reset. Also, of course, they're destroying the energy grid. We see what happened with Nord Stream. We see what they're doing across the board. This isn't new to any of you guys, but what is new are these recent developments, which we want to go into today. So before we get into this, my friends, I urge people to check those links below. Check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. There's also fully organic kits available now. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products in the U.S. And even if you don't qualify for it, I still urge you to use code WAM. This could save your life, my friends. This isn't a joking matter. We see the effects across the board of the controlled demolition of the supply chain. We see the effects across the board of the controlled demolition of the energy grid, the housing market, the economy. And it's not to be a fearmonger. It's to provide solutions to these problems. So again, heavensharvest.com, use code WAM, W-A-M. We also have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods to save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. And of course, we have KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM, where you can buy gold and silver today. Go to that link in the description, my friends, and sign up. Of course, you get a whole bunch of free special reports with that. And Kirk Elliott is the author of 11 books. He's a double PhD, world-renowned speaker. He's been on InfoWars. He's been on our show. He's speaking out against the Great Reset. And all you have to do to get a phone call with him and buy gold and silver and get these special reports is go and put in your email, first name, last name, phone number. And do you want to liquidate your IRA, 401k, 403b, checking, savings, or brokerage accounts into physical gold and silver? It's easy. And all you have to do is go to that form. And again, this could save your life from the impending technocracy and cashless society, the CBDCs we see coming. So let's not wait too long on this stuff, my friends. All those links are in the description and more as far as solutions go. But let's get into this. So this out of the Daily Mail, Burger King will close up to 400 stores by the end of the year, with two franchises already declaring bankruptcy as fast food giant fails to keep up with fast casual competition. It says, the company says underperforming stores will be the first to go as it announces a historically high number of closures. One bust franchisee is set to shut 27 locations across 7 states this year. Chairman Patrick Doyle said the company will slash franchisees who aren't dedicated, enthusiastic operators. And, you know, when the junkiest food, including Burger King and McDonald's and including Tim Hortons, are going down, that tells us everything we need to know about the impending disaster that's in front of us. And it's not something we should all be afraid of and running under the bed and hiding from the big boogeyman. The reality is we survive the big boogeyman by being prepared. But of course, Klaus Schwab has always said that the role model for the Great Reset is, of course, China. Now, what's China doing right now? Well, they have social credits. They want people to have carbon credits. They have a cashless society. And they're taking over as far as a currency system with BRICS as a world reserve currency system. And how are we ending up in that situation? Well, you have World War III, where you have the destruction of the Nord Stream, which the U.S. government obviously did alongside Mossad and other state actors. And that destroyed the energy grid throughout Europe, which also destroys the food supply chain, because, of course, you cannot get things from point A to point B when prices skyrocket on energy. So you have to either cut down the amount on the shelves or raise the prices dramatically, which piles on top of the already existing inflation. And that affects the United States greatly, too, as a lot of goods are shipped out to the United States and Canada and Mexico and many other places. So again, the supply chain is in a lot of trouble. And how do you get people into a slumber? Well, you go after their money, you go after their food, you go after their energy, you go after their housing. And that's what's happening. You will own nothing and you will be happy, they say. And that is a goal. So that needs to be understood. I mean, this is a clear cut example of the crisis they will use. They always say they need the right crisis to bring in the new world order. This is a new world order. This is how they do it. And the injections and the lockdowns were just a litmus test for this. And it says, star for the climate, European Union partners with Dutch government to shut down dairy, cattle, pig, and poultry farms across the country. And this is insanity. I mean, they've been trying this in Ireland as well. They've been trying, they want to do this in Canada. Of course, in the Netherlands, we saw a recent victory among the Dutch farmers who won a majority in their government, but it doesn't really matter, does it? Because the government isn't going to fix government. And we saw this with the five-star movement in Italy, and we reported on it back in 2021 at the vaccine protests in Milan, as the politicians got slapped in the face, literally speaking, by protesters as they ripped apart their tent because they said that they were running on a platform of ending all vaccine mandates. And within a week of them getting elected, they supported the vaccine mandates. The answer isn't government, it's you as an individual. But nonetheless, the Dutch farmers rose up after the government, the government in the Netherlands decided, hey, I think what would be a great idea is us, the second top agricultural exporter in the world, banning 30% of farms due to nitrogen pollution. That's insane. First of all, the government is the biggest polluter on the planet. There's no doubt about that. But that's beyond insane. That's people starving. That's what that means. And when all of Europe wants to do this, just understand this all trickles down to the US and Canada eventually too, because this is the control collapse of the Western Empire to bring in the Great Reset. They need this crisis, from putting little boys in dresses in the United States and Canada to bring on World War III, to destroying the dollar, to, of course, destroying the supply chain and the energy grid and the housing market, forces people into complete servitude. So when people ask, like, why would they do anything that destructive? They're not that stupid, my friends. People who think that this is just like a coincidence, oh, there's no conspiracy here, they have to be insane, because you cannot be this stupid. Everyone has to know destroying the supply chain leads to people starving, all under the guise of pollution. They don't care about pollution. They didn't care about Ohio. They told people to drink the tap water. They don't care about that stuff. Government is the biggest polluter. What they want to get rid of is carbon, and you are a carbon-based life form. So it's a war on humanity, and this is your battle, my friends. This is your battle. And we need to understand they're bringing in that Green Deal across the board, and the U.S. and Canada is doing it. And when Mexico said no, recently we saw three oil refineries explode within an hour in Mexico as an obvious attack. And now Mexico is talking about joining BRICS, which I've been predicting for a couple of years. They've always said the next thing would be a climate lockdown, and they need to do that based on the supply chain and the energy grid. This out of Natural News, Nordstrom to leave downtown San Francisco after 35 years due to city's deteriorating conditions of high violence and crime. We're seeing the demoralization. We're seeing the pushing out of all these businesses, not just the food industry, but the clothing industry, who, you know, you need clothing, you need food, you need water, you need shelter, you need self-defense, you need some form of wealth that isn't the dollar and fiat. And they're going after you in every one of these ways. It's totally obviously clear. And the San Francisco situation, countless businesses are shutting down, and that's due in part to inflation. The amount of crime we're seeing is the attempt to destabilize society, to fall into an Orwellian hole of technocracy. Now, we have this out of Natural News as well. Owner of Michigan horse farm who refused to sell property to Chinese firm, placed under investigation by government. Now, again, this is another example of, as we see, and I think it's someone named Lori Brock, the proprietress of Majestic Friesian's horse farm in Big Rapids, has been targeted over this because they didn't want to have a Chinese firm buy up their farm. It makes perfect sense because the Chinese firms and Bill Gates are taking up all this farmland and purposely destroying it or not using it or polluting the soil, so much for stopping pollution, in order to cut down the supply chain dramatically to force people into a desperate move into food ration lines, eating mRNA infused foods. There's no doubt about this is what they're doing. They're doing all these things at the same time. How could they possibly not be doing exactly this? We know that Bill Gates has a big base in North Dakota, just a few miles away from where the Chinese government holds land, just a few miles away from a U.S. Air Force base, and just below on the NAFTA highway from Winnipeg, Canada, my hometown, where it just happens that it was leaked last year that they have a climate camp there with complete with an armory and an interrogation room and everything. What is a climate camp? Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? And we don't quite know. We just know this facility's there and it has an armory and it has an interrogation room. They're creating one country here and they want their civilization to collapse. Otherwise they wouldn't be doing all this so that they can bring upon the Chinese world order that they have been propping up themselves for so many decades, going back to Kissinger meeting with Mao to the creation of the Trilateral Commission by Zbigniew Brzezinski under the Carter administration. Where they propped up China as a technocratic superstate. Well, now they went from guinea pig to the leader of the world. And if you count the population in BRICS right now, 3.4 billion people. That's half the world. And this is the craziest part. If you count the populations of all the countries in the world that say they're joining BRICS or are thinking about joining BRICS, according to ChatGPT, it's 6.6 billion. Billion people. So that's a majority, the vast majority of the world. They've already won. And this is how they get us to that point, is by first going after the food, going after the energy, going after the housing, going after the money. And they always knew the dollar would collapse. And in the meantime, they could utilize inflation to weaken the public with inflation, impoverish them, drive them against each other, do all these things. And then eventually bring in the cashless system as a replacement out of emergency authorization due to their own failing. So they come in as a problem, reaction, solution, repeat. It's a Hegelian dialectic, my friends. And that is exactly what we're witnessing right now. It could not be more clear. So when we see Burger King collapse, when we see McDonald's collapse, when we see all these major stores that are selling clothing collapse, and we're seeing all the things that we need as a civilization either get too expensive or just dissipate as, you know, people aren't getting paid enough. And it's not about the wage, really. It's versus inflation. And then they bring in more taxes and regulations as a fix to that, even though it causes businesses to not give people raises and it causes businesses to sell clothing for and food for a higher price, which causes people to have to pay more for everything when they go on the street. And it's always at a higher level than the wage they're getting. People don't understand that the solutions that are being provided by the deep state, by the globalists, is the very same thing that's causing the problem in the first place. So again, they're printing countless amounts of dollars and they're bringing in FedNow and they're bringing in a CBDC and there's going to be attached to a carbon credit score that will determine your amount of food rations you're allowed on a regular basis out of emergency use authorization. And also on top of that, it's going to be going through your bank. So remember, if your money's in the bank, it's not yours, it's a bank's. If your money's always going to the banks by digital transactions and legal tender laws, It's never your money. You never hold it in your hand. It's never your money. It's always a bank's. You're enslaved to the banking system and the government, because at the end of the day, the government is coming in to, you know, save all these banks with bail-in regimes and CBDCs to control the public as, again, an emergency, quote unquote, solution to the banking crisis, which they're using as an excuse as well. So all of these things come together at the same time, and they'll have you using smart meters on your home to tell the government how much gas, electricity, and water you're using on a daily basis, which will determine your carbon credit score. Same with how much you go outside, how much you travel, what do you eat at restaurants, all those kinds of things, stopping you from eating meat so that you eat the bugs, and then they'll put mRNA in the meat so that you don't want to eat the meat. It's mad. It's crazy. And of course, they're already doing this in places like the UK. In the UK, they're already telling people if they use smart meters with a CBDC, they'll make money if they don't use energy. And because they're going against carbon-based life forms, that is the idea, and make people just defeated in a collectivist slave group where they have no independence anymore. And of course, a big part of that is a 15-minute cities. And the 15-minute cities will be the grid for this structure, for this infrastructure, where there will be little to no escape. The only escape is actually now. It's not later. It's now. The only way we get around this great reset is preparing now. Get out of big cities. Get out of the major banks. Pull, in my opinion, not investment advice, but I think people should be pulling as much money as they can out of there. And they're trying to make this statement illegal right now. They're trying to make it illegal for me to say you should take your money out of the bank. And they're cracking down on social media across the board. And the FDIC said last year, before the banking crisis really fired up, they said last year, don't allow people to say anything about bank runs, because banks will close on a Friday and we will be forced to do bail-in regimes. They said that on video in their meetings, which we reported back at the time in November. And then voila, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, of course, things like Credit Suisse, and we're looking at the cratering of Deutsche Bank and First Republic and all those things. Now all that happens at the same time as they just happen to be coming out with the CBDC, and they're just happening to bring in these climate policies that are destroying the supply chain, and they're cutting the production of oil in an oil shortage and a diesel shortage. This is happening on purpose. There's no doubt about it. And currently I am in Catania, Italy, because it's the cheapest place I could actually go in Europe, because I can't afford to be in France right now. And I am, you know, seeing these big food markets, which is great, but the big grocery stores are everywhere across Europe are slowly running out of food. It doesn't happen overnight. It can, but it doesn't happen generally overnight. It happens, you know, over a week or two, where suddenly you go to the store and it's like in 2020, there's no toilet paper, even though they're making enough toilet paper, they're hoarding it in giant, you know, facilities so that you don't get it. And they're shipping it to Mexico, which I saw in 2020, for example. They had all these US brand toilet papers piled in pyramids in the stores where they're making jokes about Americans and Canadians not having toilet paper, but they're shipped from the same factories in the US. There wasn't a shortage there. They're manufacturing all of this. And so what individuals need to do about this is, again, humanity is based on individual responsibility, freedom, food, water, shelter, self-defense. They're not gathering things for the toughest guy on the block. Gold and silver, privacy coins, not investment advice, but very important, in my opinion, things like Epic Cash. You could find them on Epic Cash Community on Telegram. I'm not paid by them. I support what they do. They're trying to remove the surveillance from currency while copying Bitcoin, but not giving them, you know, not giving people the same infrastructure, but a better, more upgraded, more scaled infrastructure that's private, that where you're not tracked and traced. You know, there's solutions like that. But again, you know, what are you going to do if you don't have food? What are you going to do for your family if you don't have food? Your major job, if you have children, if you have grandkids, big part of your responsibility is to make sure that your family bloodline survives. And one of the ways to do that, well, the most obvious way to do that is that they have shelter over their head and they have food and water. We have ways for a lifetime to continue to eat food, but everyone's dependent and weakened by the state and by these conveniences, because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. People are so weakened by this system that they just depend on grocery stores all the time. And people don't understand how much on the edge of this crisis we are right now. And we're seeing it every single day. So again, We have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds so that you can feed yourself for a lifetime with those seeds. Just keep planting seeds over and over again. They will stop you from being able to get these in the future. Water filtration storage, books on how to get started, all those are there. Organic kits for storable foods, which is very hard to find and will be very hard to find in the future. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of those products in the U.S. And even if you don't qualify, I still urge you to use code WAM. It helps keep you alive and us alive at the same time. And it's good to know there's people like you out there fighting the war, and the way to fight that war is to be prepared. Because afterwards, it's about getting around the Great Reset so that afterwards, we can build a beautiful, bright new civilization from the ashes of the Great Reset, the ashes of the Tower of Babel they're building today. Do not think this is some kind of joke. This could be the defining moment of your life to make these decisions. So again, we have heavensharvest.com. Use code WAM. We have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods as well. Save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. We have ways to buy gold and silver through KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM, where, again, you could get a bunch of free special reports when you sign up, and you get a call with Kirk Elliott himself, author of 11 books and a double PhD, very important, personality in this space as far as teaching people about these very real dangers. And of course, we have things like Lion Energy link below, where you can get batteries and solar panels and stuff like that and generators so that you aren't dependent on the government grid, which, by the way, most of you are right now. That's crazy. So we have options there. You should also just get chickens and stuff like that. It seems like an obvious choice as well. So we have all those links in the description. There's also things you could do for your health, like rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. So that is very important. We've recently talked with Dr. John Richardson's son, John Richardson Jr., about that. Very important. Keep stocking up. If you bought it before and you're halfway through a bag, get some more, because this could be banned someday. Very important when they're trying to kill us with chemicals across the board and give us cancer. And I mean, with that said, I have a whole bunch of other options, but I'm not going to go through all of them, like Clear Phone or is privacy phone and all that kind of stuff. We have options. That's the point. It's all about mobilizing humanity for those obvious steps to overcome the Great Reset and survive the Great Reset and thrive after the Great Reset. This is a defining point in history for all of us, for humanity itself. We will win this war on humanity, assuming we go by the basis of humanity itself, responsibility, which is synonymous with freedom. Not voting for freedom. You can't vote for freedom. You are free or you're not. Anyways, I appreciate everyone watching. I was trying to report on the protests in Paris, and there were none while I was there, and I couldn't afford to stay any longer. It's insanely expensive there. And so if you guys want to help support my efforts so that I could get to things like Bilderberg and Lisbon and get to the 15-minute cities in England and not have to stay in the second most dangerous city in Italy, which, by the way, is beautiful, but Catania is the second most dangerous city in Italy, and that's the reason I can afford being down here right now. I'm running out of money fast, though. I always spend all my money. I sacrifice all my money for this, because this isn't about money for me. This is about bringing people the truth and ensuring that we don't end up in a system that is completely revised historically so that people don't remember what happened and learn from those things later. We need to document these things on the ground, and I can't do it without your help. So we are completely viewer funded. So we have a gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address. Well, actually, we don't have a PayPal address anymore due to their CBDC stuff and censorship. But we have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please as well. So anything helps, my friends. So consider helping support us so that we could get on the ground and do these things, because we depend on it. And we make like almost no money. Like, I'm basically on the level of bankruptcy right now, and I don't even know how I'll get to the other side of the world again, back to my home. So, and I'm paying rent over there while I'm over here, and I haven't been home in like a couple months. So anyways, I appreciate any help I can get. We have an Epic FundMe campaign where you could donate an Epic Cash, a privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol, which I mentioned earlier. We have a Teespring store. We have a Rockfin channel, World Alternative Media. We have a newsletter, www.imband.com. Takes 2 seconds to sign up with your email. It's free. Of course, we're on Telegram, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, And vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. We have a YouTube channel, Ancient Wonders. It's a photo of my face. Someone created another channel with the same name after me and is now has more subscribers. So if you want to help us on there, go subscribe to Ancient Wonders, the one with my face as the image, where you'll find a lot of exclusive, interesting content. Anyway, we're on all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And as always, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. I appreciate everyone watching, my friends. And until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.